The history of the Panini album. Have you ever opened a small paper packet and found a picture of your favorite football player? If yes, you are part of a massive global hobby that started more than 50 years ago. In 1961, two brothers named Benito and Giuseppe Panini lived in Italy. They owned a small shop. One day, they found a box of old football pictures. They put the pictures into small paper packets and sold them. Kids loved them. The brothers sold millions of packets and started the Panini Company. In 1970, the World Cup football tournament was in Mexico. Panini made its first international World Cup sticker book for this tournament. Kids loved collecting famous players like Pelé. But back then, the pictures were not sticky. Kids had to use glue to paste them into the album. In the 1980s, the hobby spread to the UK, Europe, and then all over the world. The rules of collecting are simple. When you buy a packet, you do not know which players are inside. Often, you get the same player twice. This is called a duplicate or a double. In schools around the world, kids trade their doubles with friends. They look at a sticker and say, "Got, I already have this one," or "Need, I want this one." Swapping helps everyone finish their book. Today, Panini is a big tradition. Every 4 years during the World Cup, millions of kids and adults buy packets. Panini now makes shiny stickers for team logos. Even though we have video games and smartphones, holding a real paper sticker is still magical. Three fun facts. In 2021, someone paid $600,000 to buy an old Diego Maradona sticker from 1979. The 2026 World Cup book is the biggest ever. It needs 980 different stickers. Because you get the same players again and again, it is too hard to finish by yourself. You must trade with friends. Today, Panini makes super rare stickers with black borders. They only print one copy in the whole world. A black border Lionel Messi sticker was so rare that a person paid $140,000 to buy it.